Welcome to Freedom of Mind. Ray Will in the house. We got L over here. L just sitting back.
Nah, cause that was awkward as shit.
Ow.
All I would have really said was welcome to Freedom of Mind, and you already know what's there.
Okay, so L is back. You hear his actual voice, not this via satellite shit. Welcome back, L. Officially. Not unofficially. No, I'm just joking. So, yeah, we got L in the house, man. You know, so we got a real good episode, y'all. It got a little bit prolonged, you know, the main segment, y'all. But we got a show for y'all, man. We always got something to talk about for y'all. And, you know, today is the day when, you know, the whole Chauvin trial. And, you know, he got charged, he got convicted. And now we are waiting how much time he going to spend. So, you know, this is just, I like to think I step in the right direction, at least. The moment of the truth. The moment where we can address some things. Things can get better, so... You know, and then a little, we're going to talk about a little bit of some hip-hop stuff or whatever. You know, me and L, what our differences and, you know, the whole generational thing and all that, you know. So, hey, y'all, stay tuned, y'all. This is Freedom of Mind.
What's up, y'all? You already know it's L. I just wanted y'all to tune in to my music. I got it on SoundCloud now. Let's see. Let me get y'all the details. Go to Lie, that's Rum Freestyle, that's L Y E Rum Freestyle. Go check that out.
Yep, so here we have it, man. So we got Chauvin, who's been charged for the three counts that they accused him of. Now, this ain't the intro. Now, this is the main thing right here. Main segment. So, yeah, so he was charged with this dude is loud as hell drinking that damn big gulp.
Yeah, I know I got that
So he was convicted of second degree unintentional murder, third degree murder, and second degree manslaughter. And he has yet to be sentenced. So he doesn't have a sentence yet. So we'll see, you know. I know, right?
They're big for this shit, man. Going with Chris Tucker voice. Lee, why you didn't tell me it was a bomb?
So, you know, this is what we have.
I said she was the bomb.
Come on, man. I'm serious, man.
Well, yeah,
so, just wanted to go over that because that's what's going on right now. And shit needs to get done. Too many damn cops is killing us, you know, and it's a goddamn shame. So, this is what I want to go over, too. Okay, now... We got this question floating over, right? Like, oh, you know, there's black-on-black crime, so what sense does that make to why you guys complaining about cops or that's the reason why you guys get killed by cops? No, it is not. First of all, black on black crime is a goddamn myth. That is some media propaganda bullshit. That's an excuse that people use and that people made up to keep fucking us over. So that's pretty much what that is. That's just like a little kid that keeps doing wrong. And he tells his mammy, oh, well, such and such is doing wrong, his little brother. So, you know, he's doing wrong and all that. So that allows me to do wrong. And the mom was like, no, that don't mean nothing. That ain't got nothing to do with you. Worry about you and worry about what the fuck you be doing to people. Okay? So stop off with all of that bullshit with black on black crime. That's some bullshit. Because there's white on white crime. There's Asian on Asian crime. Nobody talks about that, if you want to keep it real. So that's why it is a fucking myth. Okay? So I'm tired of hearing that, and it's stupid.
I'm glad you broke that down, man, and explained. Y'all can hear me? Yeah, I'm glad you broke that down and explained that shit. Yeah, I do understand. There's Asian on Asian crime. There's Caucasian on Cajun. Caucasian on Caucasian crime. My bad, I said Cajun. Well, they all kind of Cajun with some mayonnaise. I mean, they got to realize, right? They got to realize that where they come from. You know what I'm saying? Where mankind come from. But that's a long subject. You know what I'm saying? But so, let's see. We all hurt each other as humans. But so what was Ray pointing out when it comes to making excuses because of black on black crime and things like that? It just doesn't make sense, right? Because yeah, we killing each other and stuff, but that's our own kind. I think we relate back to Viking days or things like that when they had their whole clan or whatever. They killed in their own clan. You know what I'm saying? They killed each other. They didn't have to worry about others outside of that clan, outside of that, I don't know what they called it back then, town, village, whatever the case may be. They didn't have to deal with outsiders attacking them or whatever. I mean, if we really want to, you know, that's a very bad example, but I mean, you know, you kind of get it though, right? You know what I'm saying? They didn't have to worry about outsiders killing them when they had murders and deaths in the town or the villages and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? They had to worry about people in-house. They were killing each other's kind. But they were the same kind of people to each other. They were in the same culture. You know what I'm saying? So nowadays, you got to worry about a person that looks different from you pulling you out of a vehicle and taking your life. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, you got to worry about motherfuckers having a bad day, walking in the grocery stores and shit, and that's your last, you know, bag of chips. You know what I'm saying? So we got to think about other crimes in the world, and we can't use that black on black excuse, cause it all goes down to, yeah, we killing ourselves and shit. But we also being killed by somebody else. More. You know what I'm saying? Being killed more for being a person of color. Being killed more for being a person that's black by someone else. Do y'all get what I'm trying to say? It's libelous, or that's a bad word to use, but it's stupid when you have to say that, because if you don't understand how civilization was, people killed within their own clan, within their own region, you know what I'm saying? They always killed themselves. It was always crime against crime within the same tribe, basically, is what I'm trying to say. It was never worried about outsiders trying to kill them.
Listen, y'all, that whole black on black crime is very misleading. It's trying to make it seem like we're off to kill each other. It's trying to make it seem like it's some kind of genocide. No, it's not. It's not considered genocide because it's not like a bunch of black people going around saying, hell, we're going to kill black people. Any black people we see, we're going to kill them. That's genocide. Like how the white man early in this country was going off killing Native Americans. That's genocide. Okay, or Hitler going around, or Nazis going around killing Jews.
Because it's somebody else. It's an outsider that's coming to attack you. It's 10 times different than you attacking somebody that's within your clan and shit. You talk about this outsider that's going to take shit from you. Mm-hmm. You talk about this outsider that's just going, I'm going to chain you, right? And then I'm going to take you on this boat.
Well, that's more like invasion, what you're saying. What I'm saying is that it's people or a person who's specifically killing people and they're targeting a certain group of people. They're already within that nation. They're not coming from the outside. It's already within. We're all in the same area.
Okay, good example.
That's genocide. Apartheid. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, you know, segregation and all that. You know, white people going around lynching us. And also, it's genocide with what's going on, what's been going on in this country. What's been going on in this country for years. It just hasn't been going on recently. It's just been televised. It's been exposed. But, you know, with the police brutality, you know, police killing innocent black people, that's genocide too. Absolutely. Because they're trying to exterminate us. You know what I'm saying? And it's not really extermination. It's more of control. So, just to try to keep us in line, so they can still have this goddamn control.
I was watching this profound movie on Netflix. That goes back to police, right? We're gonna go back into that. So I was watching this profound movie. This most talented actor, black brother, Anthony Mackie. Congratulations, you know Anthony Mackie, right? Doing his thing, man. So we got a Netflix, you know, film. Anybody out there want to watch Netflix and all that shit, you know, hey, sorry for my slurs, sorry for my words. It's because, you know, I be, you know, just chilling, kicking the verbs, you know what I'm saying? But that's how L does it. That's how, you know, the lie does it. Well, the lie does it for me, I should say. You know, but that's a long story. Anthony Mackie, he is starring in a new Netflix, no, I'm kidding. Netflix film. Let's see. Synchronic. This movie, Synchronic, two paramedics begin to question their realities after coming across several bizarre deaths linked to a new narcotic that has mind-bending effects. Now, basically, Anthony Mackie. Now, to break down the story, I guess he's a, you know, EMT. He goes around to these calls and stuff with his partner. The dude he's known for like 32 years or whatever. There's a backstory to Anthony Mackie. Very good backstory. I'm not going to release all of that shit. I just think terrific acting. You know, it had me on edge and shit. It was cool. Well, not on edge, but it's like, it kind of make you think, you know what I'm saying? So anyways, I guess he has a tumor. You know, he's going through that, Anthony Mackie and shit. And basically, this drug that he takes, it takes you back in time. Now, to make a long story short, it took him back in time to a setting where it was... Now, the movie takes place in New Orleans, okay? It takes place in New Orleans. So it takes place in Enola to where the time-bending drug would take him back in time to certain places in time, but keep in mind it's in that region, right? It's in the South, in the Americas. Now, the Americas could be in the 1800s, could be in the 1700s. It takes him back in time. It took him back in time to the 1800s. I want to say the late 1800s. Keep in mind, this is a brother that has future gear on. If y'all seen Back to the Future, then you kind of, like, it kind of make you laugh at the same time, but, I mean, y'all like it. Y'all would like it. So he goes back in time to where the setting is. He keeps doing, you know, lab tests or whatever in his living room. So he's going back in time, off the drug and shit, doing all these experiments. And the time space, it gives you 7 minutes to be high. So he sets his watch and he goes back in time for 7 minutes. Now, as he goes back, he's in his living room. But of course, in the 1830s, wasn't owned by him. He's in this white dude's living room. This peckerhead came out crazy. This cracker had fucking a whole gurney on and shit. You know what I'm saying? What's those onesie pajamas? He had one of those. He was one of them rednecks. This shit was crazy. Okay? Now, dig this out. This is what's going to tie into the police. And I don't want this to go over y'all head. This is a profound movie. He said, I'm going to call the police. Now, this is like late 1830s, mind you. Call the police could be, he'll just yell and then a sheriff comes or something. He said, call the police. Now, Anthony Mackie has 3 minutes to get back to the future. Well, you know, of course, wake up from the drug in layman's terms. But he has his dog with him. And everything. And it's so profound, this scene, to where it really grasps you in, and then you have to sit there and redo the scene, rewatch it over. 3 minutes have went by. There was like 50 seconds left on the clock. Dude came back with a rifle. And now, mind you, 3 minutes ago he said call the police. When he opened that door, 3 minutes later, 3 Ku Klux Klan members came out. He said, call the police, right? He said, call the police. But then, 3 minutes later, help arrived, and it was 3 men in white hoodies, pointed hoodies, ready to shoot a motherfucker. With 3 rifles, I want to say. Oh, he went back to the future. He woke up. He missed a shot. His dog he lost, but it's like it hits you and it's like, whoa, holy shit. Wait, back up. Because first of all, you didn't say call the Klan or whatever. You said call the police. 3 minutes later, you got 3 Ku Klux Klan members busting in. Don't let that run over y'all heads, man.
That's some shit right there. I can feel that, you know. Check this out, man. Let me tell y'all the situation, what's going on. If you heard it already, you're going to hear it again. I don't care. Okay, we know that racism is taught. And I will say that racism is a tradition too, something that people want to keep going so they continue to have the power of control over people, right? So that's where you got, you know, whatever you want to call it, institutional racism, systemic racism. Yeah, that's the most common word, right? Systemic racism, right? So just want to keep it going. In order for you to do that, you know, or in order essentially like Chauvin to keep the foot down the throat, you got to get cats like Chauvin to roughen up these people who you have a problem with, and second of all, who you feel can be a threat for whatever reason. You got a problem with them because, you know, especially if you're I don't want to get into that, but insecurities. Yeah, I had help. Fuck insecurities, right? So, and you know, it just gets the best of you, man. I don't know what it is, but it's something personal, right? You just got a real personal problem with somebody who's black. Yeah, you got issues, whatever, but you get celebrated if you express it in a certain way, if you do certain things to these people, because it's more than you that has a problem, right? And pretty much what the situation is that it's like the availability of guns, you know, property, despairing. And an angry low self-esteem. Hold on. It's the availability of guns. My bad. I didn't went on. My bad. It's the availability of guns and other stuff. Drugs. Mainly guns, drugs. Stuff that's bad for you. And stuff that can do bad things to others. That's the only thing available in these communities where mostly black people live. Pretty much that we got trapped into. What the fuck do you expect for people to do? How do you expect for people to behave? They don't know any fucking better. I'm not making any excuses. It's the truth. And it's like that in any ghetto, because that's what people are going to turn around and say too. Oh, well, you know, that's going on and all that. You know, what makes you guys so different and so special? Well, what makes it so different is that people keep fucking with us and people keep putting us down. If we do want to progress and we do want to do something out of the norm, then, you know, we got to go through these bullshit ass challenges. We got to go through motherfuckers hating on us, doing all kinds of bullshit to us. You know where I work at, I got to deal with people who's willing to throw me under the bus if I do any motherfucking thing wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm at work and this motherfucker gonna put over the radio, oh, Williams did such and such, over the fucking radio, right, where everybody can hear you. Everyone is on that channel. Why would you do that? First of all, you don't even fucking know me. Second of all, you don't know what the fuck the situation is. You in your area, you need to worry about you. I bet if I was fucking getting my ass fucking beat or whatever, your punk ass wouldn't even say anything. But since I'm fuck, or you think that I'm fucking up at my job, then you wanna say some shit about it. That's throwing people under the bus, people. That's some bitch made ass shit. But people do it all day long, especially white people. I'm just gonna keep it all the way real. White people do shit like that to black people. Not to say that that doesn't happen anywhere else, but it's more common for white people to do shit like that to black people. Because what you want to do is I guess you're trying to get brownie points or whatever, so you can get promoted or whatever, and then you're contributing into racism, systemic racism. That is an example for y'all. Lesson of the day. Let's keep these motherfuckers down as much as we can, but pretend like we're cool with them and all that and shit. That's the shit I've been telling y'all about in previous episodes. How motherfuckers is too fucking pussy to really tell you how they feel about you, so they hide it. But they do little underlying shit like that. Throwing motherfuckers under the bus is a prime example of that. So.
Damn, he had to get that shit off his chest and shit? Nah. I mean, you know, say it with your chest. No, I'm just playing. Nah. That's some real deep shit, though, Ray, you know what I'm saying? My bad. Sorry that it's happening over there. I mean, comes to a point in time, man, not to differentiate from what you said, but, you know, it comes to a point in time, man, we just got to say, man, fuck all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck a cat that's going to hate because you doing better. You know what I'm saying? Because you stepped up from being, I'm not going to put your business out there, but, you know, doing a regular gig to now you on some other shit, though, with Union. You got to understand that. You know what I'm saying? So you on another level of type shit, you know?
L is trying to make it seem like some other shit, like I'm anger, I got some angry issues. I don't know what the fuck L is on, but...
No, look. Because you're elevating to success, and you keep going, you know what I'm saying? Dudes see that. Because you worked your way up, and you probably like the younger one. Dude probably older, right?
I never even saw that dude.
Oh. Well, okay.
He saw me, but I didn't see him.
But it could be, you know what I'm saying? Because you should be geeked up because, like I said...
No, that dude was... That dude was younger. That dude was probably younger than me.
Young cats will always hate because they don't like to see nobody really win but them. But it's like, keep doing you, you know? Because people see that you stepping your shit up.
See, it's not just a jealousy problem. It's a racist problem, bro. See, that's another thing. We keep trying to shy away from this shit and brush it off. Fuck that. Stop brushing it off. That's one of the problems. Like I keep telling people, racism is one of the biggest issues known in human life.
Yeah, but look.
Stop taking it lightly and brushing the shit off like it ain't shit.
Yeah, but look. Jealousy, like, okay, can we take it back to the Egyptian years? You know what I'm saying? With Napoleon shooting the nose off the Sphinx. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's jealousy. So jealousy does come into racism.
And it's racism.
Okay, break that down.
Just jealousy because he irritated, but it's racism because he knew that they were black. And he wanted to do it. They didn't just shoot off. People like him didn't just shoot off the Sphinx nose. Hell, he gave it a different name. We don't even know the real name of that statue. They call it the Greeks. That's a Greek name, Sphinx. That's some hating ass shit right there. And you think that that was the only thing that they altered or destroyed? Fucks no. They did all kinds of shit to Egypt. That's another thing. Egypt. That's not even the name that they called it. You know they called it Kemet. They didn't call it no Egypt. That's a name that, again, that Greeks gave it. So, you know, what? It's just some straight hating ass shit and it's some racist shit. And then you got these Arabs that did, that settled there a while ago, and now they trying to make it seem like Egyptians were them. Like, y'all need to cut that shit out. That's some hating ass shit and it's racism. But any, like I was saying, you know, no, I'm not mad or anything like that. I'm just telling it like it is. How motherfuckers really are. How they want to, they want to do little underlying shit. To try and fuck you over. They don't like that you there any motherfucking way. But they want to play it off and act like they cool with you. Because they too pussy to let you know how they really feel. And they're like, all right, I got something for your ass. I'm going to do some other little shit to you. Because I really don't want you here any motherfucking way. And then if you look at prison, the approach is the same fucking way. Where you got motherfucking white nationalists that are inmates, white nationalists. And the way that their approach to the black inmates there, they're like, they're friendly, they're polite. But they don't like black people. They're not even for black people. They're fucking white nationalists. They don't give a fuck about black people. They hate black people. But why the fuck are they so polite to them? Because they full of shit. They got, you know, so they got this animosity toward them. This shit is fucking mental and sociopathic. You got a problem with somebody, let them know. This will be a better world. Trust me. Like I said, your racism could get the best of you. Look at what happened at the Capitol. That shit happened because of fucking racism. Y'all motherfuckers was mad, pissed off. You got retarded ass Trump that was the ringleader of it. He got a problem. So he got his little minions to try and do his dirty work because his little punk ass was mad because not enough black people and not enough Latinos voted for his punk ass. So this motherfucker was mad and trying to make it seem like motherfuckers was cheating and shit. No, first of all, you cheated to get your ass in there the first fucking time. Didn't nobody do shit about it. So no, motherfucker, you're not going to get away with it again. So not enough blacks and Latinos voted for your punk ass. So you got your minions mad. So because of racism, this is what happened. They tried to take over the whole motherfucking country. Because of racism. You see how dangerous it is? So stop brushing it off and make it seem like it's something that, like it's nothing. It is, it's a problem. People really get mad over this shit because they have personal issues. Y'all motherfuckers need counseling. You know what I'm saying? It's time to like just get to the truth and it's time to address this shit. Stop brushing it off, America. Okay, now this right here with this situation with Chauvin being charged, you know, convicted, that's progress. This motherfucker right here killed George Floyd for no reason. Okay, all right, some people who think or try to dispute that, saying, oh, no, he didn't kill him, and they got all these excuses. First of all, it was excessive force anyway. He had no business even putting his knee on his neck any fucking way, right? It's excessive force no matter what. What the fuck was that? That ain't even right. Let's say that he remained alive. He still should have been charged for something. He still should have been charged because, like I said, it's excessive force. It wasn't even fucking necessary. Chauvin has a problem with black people. That's why he did it. He has a fucking problem, and he saw that it was an opportunity to try to kill a fucking black man. So that's what he went after. He tried to do that. But this comes down with this. You have a problem with somebody. Ain't nobody did shit to you, but you got a problem with them. That's some mental shit. It is. This shit needs to be fixed, man, before it gets the best of you. I'm trying to let y'all know. This shit ain't cool. It don't fly. Stop that shit. Okay, I'll give you another example to give you from a white man's perspective. Look what the fuck happened over there, and I know it was the past. But look what the fuck happened over there with the whole Nazi shit. And that almost fucked their whole country up. It divided their country. It was fucked up. That helped start World War fucking II because of a fucking problem that these motherfuckers had with a certain group. And you let this one motherfucking man who ain't even from Germany help become the ringleader in Hitler. Y'all allow that motherfucker to go around and kill and slaughter a bunch of people for no fucking reason. Because y'all on some hating ass shit. Stop that shit. So, and then don't let one guy or whatever lead y'all to some bullshit. Man, make y'all look like some fucking chumps. Fuck that shit, man. So, that's what I got to say about that. All right, so you got any closing remarks to that, L? What you got to say?
Man, I just want to say I hope a lot of y'all have really opened your minds, freed your minds. And if I sounded high as shit earlier, I mean, forgive me. I hope y'all understand and understood what I said, of course. First and foremost, though, not to get off the subject, but we need to drop an RIP for one of the greatest, you know what I'm saying, the greatest to ever do this, man. It does suck to be like one of those to just get flowers while they're away. But nah, I was giving you flowers since my like fifth birthday. RIP to Earl Simmons, aka DMX.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, like my fifth birthday was like one of the times, man, I get them tapes. You know, Cradle to the Grave, Romeo Must Die, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I used to listen to Flesh of My Flesh, and it was that one album where they had Where the Hood At. We had Rough Riders. Used to like Eve a lot. I saw her in Barbershop. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You like Terry. Especially when she played about that apple juice. You know you like Terry. We all did. We was like, We was like, oh shit, chocolate cream. That's nice though. You know what I'm saying? Got the short hair and everything. You like her long hair, short hair. What's up? Speak to it, man. Come on, speak to it. What's
wrong with you? Oh, Eve look fly as fuck with that short hair. Man. The little vicious pit bull in the skirt, man.
With the Paul Prince,
boy. Oh, man. Yeah. Shout out to Eve. And I'm glad you led us to that. Yeah, like El said, yeah, rest in peace to DMX. And hopefully that can spark something with support, man. Hey, don't depend on the man. First of all, hip-hop. Anybody involved in hip-hop, don't depend on the man to come up with to rescue you or to come up with a solution or support you and all that or whatever. I'm not saying that you are, and I know you're thinking like, I'm not motherfucking depending on them. But my point is, who the fuck is going to do it? Who the fuck is going to help support you? You got to support each other. You need a structured organization like a union to support, right? Russell Simmons was saying it. Russell Simmons blamed himself and his organization to the death of DMX. No, that's not fair, you know, but I understand what his point is. It's like, we need to support one another. A good way to do that, y'all, is a union, y'all. Come on, y'all. And I tell you this, you don't want the wrong people to have that going, because, you know, you don't want some outsider who ain't got shit to do with hip-hop fucking with y'all shit. Y'all motherfuckers need, like I said, Master P mentioned it, Nori has mentioned it. You know, you guys need to get together and form y'all union. Seriously, so y'all can support one another, man. It's always some shit going on. You might even can be able to save some lives. Let me keep it real with you. So, absolutely, save some lives, because let's say like one of the little Chicago rappers, because it's hot in Chicago. It's been hot for a little while in Chicago. Right.
Hot weather, motherfucker. It's been hot shots. It's been hot shots in the shot tail. What did Bernie Mac? What did Dollar Bill say? It's shot tail player.
I ain't gonna pay no South motherfucker. Chi-town motherfucker. It's the Chi.
Yeah, so.
Dollar bill.
Right? He on his dollar bill shit. So.
My shit.
It's hot.
Bucking naked.
Come on, man. I'm trying to talk. So, we got. It's hot in Chicago right now. And let's say one of those rappers, they join a union. Right? An organized hip hop union. He gets representation when he needs it. He gets, and then he gets support. And let's say like a rapper who's part of the union, and let's say they do it geographically. Let's say like a Common is in his ear saying, "Hey man, stay away from there. Stay away from the hood. You with us now." That not only gives him a sense of knowing, like, "Hey, I got support here. I got Common in my ear. I'm part of hip hop now. I'm part of something now. I'm not part of no gang. I'm not part of no bullshit like that." Right? Also, let's say like that occupies him more now because he's not caught up in the streets anymore. He's occupied. And let's say Common says, "Hey man, why don't you go to the studio with me or whatever? Let me mentor you a little bit." So now that takes him away. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just different sequences and different just support period that can help him get him out of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Out of that environment. Cause he ain't got nothing. Like I was explaining to y'all about our situation, about how we got guns and drugs. That's all we got. See, now, you know, we do have hip hop, but just not enough support in hip hop. There's no structure. So I think that can take us a long way. I think that'll really be important. Yeah, that's structure. It's a structured, organized entity. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they need. They need structure. They really do. Okay. Because you got important people lined up waiting to support you. You know what I'm saying? Like if you got a lawyer, if you get into any legal troubles, or like I said, you can have, you know, what if they had mentors, you know, to help guide them, to let them know what's going on, and or you know, if you had like someone to help you with your contract matters, or all kinds of stuff, man. Things that put you into danger, things that put your business, your brand into danger. You know, you get help and you get support. And you have it lined up waiting for you, helping. So that's where the structure comes in, right? So, man, you got me. I kind of wanted to talk about the history of what's going on with the ladies, because the reason why I want to bring that up is because Funkmaster Flex believes that Cardi B is garbage, and he believes that he questions, I guess, if she writes her own music, correct? So, me, you know, I don't know that much about Cardi B like that to know if she writes her stuff. I don't think anyone else writes her stuff. I don't think so. I think she writes her own stuff, and I think that she's rapped long enough and experienced enough to, she's been rapping for a little while now, you know. Okay, now I do understand. I noticed this little trend with, you know, the past decade or so with a lot of these lady rappers, especially the mainstream ones. They got like this stripper type of style and approach. And I'm not a real big fan of that. I'm not. And how do you expect for people to respect you in that way, right? So I can understand that. But as far as discrediting her abilities, I think that's inaccurate. You know, I don't think that she is a terrible rapper. I think she's actually a pretty good rapper. And then I also, yeah, I'm talking about Cardi. I also believe that, yeah, and you know, El gon' frown. But I also believe that.
Hold on. You ain't about to play with Dollar Bill like that, okay? I told you motherfuckers to stay right there behind the line. What did I tell you? I told you, what do I sound like, little man, right? The little man at the door? So anyways, no, Don't put that on me. No, I like Cardi. These is bloody shoes. I love that shit. Okay, when she came out, I was like, damn, thick. Hey, all to respect though. You know what I'm saying? She married and everything. You know what I'm saying? But you know, she's still the business. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you know, you know. But okay, put together your top female rapper list right now though. I'm talking maybe top three. Off the dome right now, who you fucking with right now, Ray?
Okay. What, right now?
Yeah.
Female rappers?
Yeah.
I like Cardi. I like Saweetie, but you know.
Name three right now. I'm gonna name three.
Oh shit. Well, I mean, I know you got Rhapsody. I like Jean Grey. She's like a lyricist, but she's been around for a while. Right now, I would say I like Cardi. I like Saweetie, and I'm gonna say Rhapsody. Yeah, those are my top three right there. Yeah, it ain't much to pick, you know, because I haven't really heard of a whole lot of others, you know. But those are my top three right there for the ladies right now. Who you got? Oh, he.
No, I got it.
He's trying to look it up, ladies and gentlemen. Okay.
No, I got it. I forgot the name. I don't want to get my ass slapped and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get a name right.
You
want to
get your ass slapped? Okay.
No, not like that. Pause, man. Pause. I'm trying to figure this shit out real quick. Edit that shit out like a motherfucker. I knew it was Dreezy. Dreezy.
Oh, yeah.
Saweetie. And Lakia. I don't even know how I want to say it, you know what I'm saying? Cause I don't want to get, you know, cause I'm gonna have to duck and bob and weave, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that. I'm not trying to fuck up the name, but yeah, those are my top three.
Damn though,
how could I say that shit?
Man,
what you do? Nah. They are though. Okay, my honorable mentions though. I got two honorable mentions right now. We gotta put Lotto and we gotta put Doja. Definitely.
Okay.
Doja. Okay. Lotto. Big Lotto. Big Lotto type shit, you know what I'm saying? Yo, grab the mic, man. Grab the mic.
Okay, so
make me over here falling in love and shit.
This dude, so hey man, those are some cool picks, man. I listened to Cardi. I like her little last album. I thought it was a pretty good album. Because and then, you know, me, I rate rappers. And rating some of these, especially some of these young rappers, you know, a lot of them are garbage. But I don't hear too much criticism with them. I think people feel the need or just the eager to really put down the ladies. This society already doesn't have enough respect for black women in general, so they already got one strike against them. I just think that people exaggerate, you know, people they get a little bit more hyper-criticized, I think, than the average rapper, because again, there's a lot of garbage ass retard rappers that we have nowadays, you know. Nobody really says anything about them, really, you know, and it, or it's not being used against them, so to speak. So I just think, you know, ease off the ladies, you know, honestly, man, they're not that bad, you know, they're not as Funkmaster Flex put it, you know, and don't quote me, but he's like, she's horrible, or she's a horrible rapper, or whatever, terrible, whatever word he used. So I think he exaggerated that. There's one thing when you have your opinion, there's another thing when you just exaggerating, or you know, kind of lying. You know, it's no need for that, man. But I guess he know that he can get the reception from people, because, you know, a lot of people, or he think that a lot of people would agree with that. And it's like, and then the ladies would jump on each other, you know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, well, you know, she is garbage and all this, whatever. So it's like, no, stop it, you know. Cardi B makes good. She makes good music. She has some good hits. I can throw out all the wrongs and all that about her, whatever, but don't discredit her craft at what she does, because it's like I said, it's inaccurate. Like, I'm not a big fan. That's another thing. If you're not a big fan of them, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're a bad rapper. Like, I know I'm getting all technical, but I'm just keeping it real. Like, I don't like Young Thug. I don't. Young Thug is garbage as fuck to me. Like, it's just a lot of gibberish. Although I think he's getting better, but he's garbage. Like, he doesn't make any sense. It's just a bunch of gibberish. And instead of people saying, oh, he's garbage and all this, whatever, people praise the guy. So it's weird, man. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I guess people really like how flamboyant he is, because I guess they want to be flamboyant, or I don't know. You know, this the new Little Richard, just without talent.
Listen here, man. I'm not going to let you do that. Not to Thug it like that, man. Hey, shout out to Big Slime, you know what I'm saying? 1017, the whole camp down there, East Atlanta shit. Gucci. Shout out to everybody down there, man. I ain't trying to dig ride or nothing, but y'all are one of my inspirations for what I do and shit. So I just want to say, man, hey, appreciate all the music that you given through the years, too. Like, even Thug, man. Like, I remember when I first put on this song called Ooh or Ew, Ew, Ew. And then his rhyme scheme and shit, I was like, his voice was just like, it was everything about him was just different at the time, you know? It was just different though for that time generation. I was sitting there like, yo, what the fuck? Then he came out with Stoner. Then he did a lot. I mean, he did a lot of features and shit during the time, too. You can't say Thug's voice is not imitated later on right now. That's what I'm saying. You got to give respect to him with that shit. You know what I'm saying? So many motherfuckers is being Young Thug and shit. I'm from Boston. I can't be anybody else. You know what I'm saying? I got to hold my head up. I got to be who the fuck I am. So if I am like this, I am like this. I can also be an intelligent brother if I need to, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, like, I gotta give respect and props to people that been of my inspiration, but also that really did put it to the, or bring it to the game, you know what I'm saying? Because so many people now, they are sounding like him, or so many people now are sounding like Lil Baby. I mean, we gotta give stamps to who we give stamps. You know what I'm saying? Shit make no sense. What you got on that?
Okay, well, you talking about, you know, Young Thug or whatever. Let me just, you know, try to emphasize my point a little bit, you know, more, a little differently. But, okay, that's my opinion of what I got about Young Thug. You know, I think Young Thug is garbage. I don't feel like I'm discrediting his craft. I just like to believe that I'm being honest. But he says a lot of things that's gibberish. Now, you was talking about his rap schemes and how he sound and all that or whatever. Okay, that's one thing, and that's pretty creative. But rap skills, like, no vocabulary, no substance. Absolutely, literally, just get on the mic and just says any of that damn thing. You know, not able to put words that make sense together. You know, like, that's like the first thing you do when you learn how to rap, is just making sense, you know. It sounds like something is wrong with him, you know. Honestly, it does. You know, like, something, like, imagine Donald Trump learning how to rap. That's how he sounds. So basic stuff, you know. And then the point that I'm trying to make ultimately is I don't hear too many people criticizing Young Thug. I heard more people criticizing Cardi B more than Young Thug. But Young Thug has, Cardi B has basic rap skills. Young Thug doesn't even have basic rap because he can't rap, really. He sounds like he just, like something ain't all the way right with him. Like, what's that JJ Fish dude or whatever? That's how he sounds to me. He sounds like an idiot. Like, I'm sorry. I don't want to be offensive, but he sounds like something's not all the way right with him. Like that little J or the 50 Tyson guy. That's his category. Though 50 Tyson is in the same category as Young Thug to me. I listen to Young Thug, I'm like, what the fuck is he saying? What, you know, I shoot at the Reverend. Like, what? Why? What the hell is that? Shooting at the Reverend? And you know, I'm like, why would you shoot at the Reverend? And then people would take up for him, like, oh, well, you know, this and that and this. No, he's just saying just words just to make it rhyme. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys really falling for that? It's like, so I'm like, are y'all really into the flamboyancy? Like, it's something about the Young Thug that people like about. So I'm thinking it's this flamboyant stuff. And I guess people really have it in them, whatever, to be that way. And I guess that inspires them. That's what I'm thinking. I don't understand it. Like, what the fuck? Like, this dude sounds like a retard. But then you're like, oh, Cardi B is this and that. You know, jumping on this girl. You know what I'm saying? What you worried about? Something else? It just don't make any sense to me. I'm trying to make sense of it.
Okay, we're gonna talk about your generation then, because we obviously got to, right? So how about when Dr. Dre came out with that flamboyantness? You know what I'm saying? Rick James came out with that flamboyantness. All that other shit. You know what I'm saying? Grandmaster Flash. You know what I'm saying? We gonna go back. We gonna let these motherfuckers know your age and shit. You can't say I rap at the Reverend, I shoot at the. You can't say that there's something wrong with that. If you can't say there's something wrong with that flamboyant shit, you know what I'm saying? Or like, what? These are the breaks. Bring it up, bring it up, bring it up. Or do you love me, Mary Jane? Like, come on.
I'm not saying. I'm not criticizing the flamboyancy. I'm criticizing the lack of basic rap skills. I'm saying, why would you say some stupid shit like that? Shit doesn't even make any sense on a song. That's what I am saying. I'm not questioning his flamboyance. I'm not doing that. I'm saying, what is the real reason why people like Young Thug? That's what I'm saying. What the fuck is really going on? Because what are you? You're not. What are you getting out of him? You're not getting the message. At least these are the breaks. At least there was a message behind the goddamn song. Like, okay, that's a legitimate reason why people may like the fucking song. And that it's a fucking song that you can dance to. It's a quality fucking rap song. You know what I'm saying? He makes fucking sense. It has substance. Yeah. Not having this hit it. You know, talking retarded as fuck. Like, he's like mentally challenged and he needs to wear a helmet. What the fuck is that shit? So, there he do. He sound like a fucking idiot every fucking time he get on the mic. So, I don't know. That's, hey, you know, that's not my flavor or whatever, you know. So, you know, and, you know, but you're a youngster and he's a trending guy. It's a trend right now. And then a little bit later on, it's going to die out. And you're like, well, I don't really listen to the guy as much. And you're going to come up with all kind of different excuses. Like they do with Wayne. Because I was saying the same thing about Lil Wayne. I was like, ain't nobody going to listen to him like that anymore. Because he sounds like a fucking idiot. He don't talk about shit. And it's the same shit all the time. He don't talk about shit and it's the same shit. And then people now like, oh, well, you know, I like the old Lil Wayne. Why are you making excuses? The nigga was fucking a retard back then. He makes the same type of fucking music. It ain't nothing changed. He ain't changed. You know what I'm saying? So, no, y'all just got caught up with his bullshit. Like I said, that's a shoe salesman. He knows how to manipulate people to buy his records. He hustles y'all. His music was bullshit then and it's bullshit now. The same thing with Kanye West. Kanye West's music was bullshit then. His gimmick is all hell. People are, oh, I like the old Kanye. But you don't really listen. You don't even listen to the old Kanye, really. You don't listen to that shit. The shit was corny then and it was gimmicky. His rap skills wasn't all that. And he's a motherfucker that talk a lot of shit. Y'all fell for that bullshit. So now all of a sudden, oh, well, you know, I don't like Kanye no more. What? He's the same motherfucker. So people go around and, you know, and come up with excuses because you fell for his bullshit from the jump. So that's what I got to say about that.
I'm not going to
We gotta end the show, y'all. We running out of time.
Yeah, shit like that.
Hey, man.
I'm not gonna say it.
Hey, like I said, Kanye changed his whole motherfucking fan base. I think that's one of a kind. Well, there's one thing where your fan base grows. It's one thing where it integrates. This motherfucking fan base changed. First, it was an urban black crowd. Now it is a white crowd, not just any white crowd, but like a upper class white crowd. Like, that shit changed. Like, that shit is crazy. You know, I think it was done by purpose. You know, so I guess that's what he wanted this whole time or whatever, because, you know, it just seems like Kanye is more of like an Uncle Tom type guy. You know what I'm saying? And all that shit. So, that's another little subject for another podcast. But hell, I don't know Kanye personally, but that's just what I get from him. The brother's doing his thing. I ain't mad at him. And I hope everything is all right with him. All right. So that's what we got. This is Freedom of Mind. And y'all keep listening, man. Keep tuning in, y'all. We appreciate it, y'all. All right.